in Jesus' precious name. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6 and verse 11. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6 and verse 11. He said, is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness and undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that he break every yoke? And then verse 11. And the Lord shall guide thee continually. The Lord shall guide thee continually. So the fasting period is a period where the Lord guides people. We are looking at the subject, breaking forth in divine direction and guidance. Breaking forth in divine direction and guidance. There are two things I'm going to say very, very quickly about divine direction and guidance. First of all, it is the birthright and privilege of the child of God to receive direction from God. It is the birthright and privilege of the child of God to receive direction from God. Why do I say so? In John chapter 10 verse 27, it said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Romans chapter 8 verse 14 said, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So, sons of God and daughters of God, of course, are led of the Spirit of God. It's a birthright, it's a privilege. It is not just the gifting of a pastor to hear God. It is not just the specialty of a prophet to hear God. It is not just the prerogative and the exclusive preserve of an apostle of a man of God to hear God. As many as are the sons of God are to be led by the Spirit of God. And then as many as are the sheep of Christ are to hear the voice of God. Now the second thing I want to say is that God is not only committed to directing his people, he is also committed to guiding his children. Again, God is not only committed to directing his people, he is also committed to guiding his people. What is the difference? All right, let me read this passage first. In Psalm 32 and in verse 8, he said, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go, I will guide thee with mine eye. So we have direction there, we have guidance there. And he said in Isaiah chapter 58 verse 11, which is our text tonight, he said, I will guide thee continually. And the Lord shall guide thee continually. In Isaiah chapter 45 verse 1 all the way to verse 3, when he was speaking, he said, thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holding, to subdue nations before him. I will loose the loins of king, to open before him the two leaf gates, and the gates shall not be shut. So what's the difference between direction? Direction says, move here. Yes, turn left. Okay, this is the name of the business to do. That's direction. Guidance says, come, let's go. Direction, you are hearing instructions and voices. In guidance, you are being assisted not to miss it. So God directs and guides. In guidance, you may not hear a voice. He said, I will guide you with my eyes. I may not say anything, but I will ensure that you do the right thing. That is, you are trying to do the journey by all means, and he frustrated the movement of the car because he knew that danger is ahead.
That is, you are trying to force yourself to marry the girl by all means, and she said, I will marry you. Or maybe she does all the things you don't want. She has started going into sin with your best friend. She has lied about her age. She stole money. Everything that will make it impossible to marry her is happening. So, except you want to force yourself to die. So please understand that God is not just committed to direction. He is committed to guidance. So even when you are unable to hear yet, there are ways in which he will just assist. Somebody is receiving both. Please take your seat. If you are about to say louder, amen. Amen. Lift your right and say, Lord, I receive direction. And Lord, I receive guidance. I receive direction. I receive guidance. I receive direction. I receive guidance. What are the benefits of direction and guidance? We'll x-ray Psalm 23. It's all there. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. How many of you know that shepherds speak to sheep and they hear? Even the sheep, they have a language, they speak to them. And shepherds then guide the sheep as well. So they direct and guide. Now look at that. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. You see, he's guiding. He restoreth my soul. Come back here, don't move there. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. He said, and yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Somebody say amen. Amen. What are the benefits of direction and guidance from God? Number one is restful living. It maketh me to lie down. Restful living. Where the voice of God is absent, or the guidance of God is absent, life is full of stress. One way to know that you are out of touch with God is that the stress is too much. Peace is lost. Restful living. Number two, divine supplies. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. I am lying inside abundance. Divine supplies. I'd like you to understand, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He didn't say I shall not need. When we are talking of want, you have escaped need since. I need a car is different from I want a Lexus. I need a house is different from I want a duplex. That is, I already have a house. And so God is saying that if I lead you, I don't just attack your need, I fulfill your want. The need is already handled, but the want. So divine supplies that gives attention to both needs and wants. Number three is revival existence. He leadeth me beside the waters. He's talking about the Spirit of God. Where the life, your life is permanently irrigated with the Spirit of God. Revival existence. Number four, he restored my soul, is restoration from misdirection. You are about to make the wrong move, he said, come back. You are about to take the wrong step, he said, you are in the wrong direction. You are about to put money in the wrong business, he said, that is wrong. You are about to marry the wrong person, he said, that's not your wife. That's not your husband. You are about to step into the wrong office, he said, no, you can't work here. What a good God. What a faithful God. He restored. If not for him, many of us would have entered fire sins. You are just going like this and he just pulls something, a string, and say, come back there. Then you are going that direction. He just pulls you back and say, move here. And he just does everything possible to ensure you are on the right path. I speak to somebody here today. This year, you shall not miss direction. In 2018, you shall not miss direction. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. Take your seat. Restoration from misdirection. That is why the voice of God and guidance from God is important. Number 5 is principled or upright living. He led me in the path of righteousness. When you are in touch with his direction or his guidance, he ensures that you do the things that are right. You know, you're about to make a mistake. You're about to say, this thing is not correct. What you're about to say is a lie. It's not right. Principled or upright living by his voice. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Number 6 is confident living. The voice of God is a supplier of confidence. Deliverance from fear. I was talking with someone today. I said, there are things we hear and things we know from the Spirit that makes us to say anything that needs to be said per time. Without fear or favor. Right? If you are in touch with his voice and you are in touch with his presence, it inflames confidence. It releases a level of courage and audacity that makes some to wonder what is the secret of this person. It's like a man that is standing at the 60th floor of a skyscraper and a dog is barking from the ground. For that man to fear means that he's suffering some level of insanity. So, confident living. Number 7 is divine protection and preservation. For thou art with me, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Divine preservation and protection. Where a person is connected to his voice. When you are let's say it like this. When you are guided by God, you are guided away from disaster. When you are directed by God, you are directed away from destruction. It leads you away from premature death. It leads you away from calamity. Number 12 is... Sorry. My mind is running. Number 8 is divine presence. Divine presence. Literally, existence in his presence. Put it like that. Existence in his presence. Because God does not speak outside his presence. His voice cannot be present and himself is absent. Divine existence in his presence. When you are connected to his guidance, you are located in his presence. When you are connected to his direction, you are located in his presence. Existence in his presence. Number 9 is promotion and fulfillment despite enemies. Ooh. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of those who want me to die. You are doing for me what can give them hypertension. You are doing for me what can give them stroke. You are doing for me what can give them premature death. Anybody who is angry at the Church of Jesus in Nigeria, better enlarge your anger capacity. We have seen nothing yet. Anybody angry at your life, better enlarge their anger capacity. They have seen nothing yet. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. Amen. That is the voice of God. It gives you promotion, gives you fulfillment despite enemies. Number 10. Unctionful living. Unctionful. Living a life that is full of oil. Call it anointed existence. Thou anointest my head with oil. Present continuous. The voice of God brings you to a point where you never run out of oil. The oil never dries from your head. You cannot be in touch with his voice and be out of touch with the oil. When a person's oil is running out, is the time when he's out of touch with God. Thou anointest my head with oil. Present continuous. Perpetual unctionization. Consistent fireization. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? So how many of us are going to trust God for his voice permanently tonight? Unctionful living, anointed existence. Number 11, existence in the overflow. My cup runneth over. Everything is over. Wisdom over. Energy over. Health over. Supplies over. Fire over. I met somebody today who was telling me that someone who was in our, the same university with us in those days, was telling him how that he was living in the room, under our room, and we're living up in the story building, and that he was hearing my tonguing almost permanently through the day from the room up. And I looked at him and I can remember such. Permanent overflow. Prayer over. Worship over. Fire over. Money over. Yeah, 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 yeah. I know many people will say amen to that one. Existence in the overflow. God does not position his people you see, there are three realms. Barely enough, just enough, more than enough. There are people who are in the realm of barely enough. I'm trying to just patch. There are those who are just enough. Just enough. By the time I have finished paying everything, there's no money anymore, but it's okay. But there are those in more than enough. Anybody in that last realm? That is what the voice of God is going to do for you in this season. Somebody shout, overflow! Overflow! Say, I am existing in the overflow by the voice of God. Shout the loudest, amen. And number 12. Existence in the climate of goodness and mercy. That is, everything around you is speaking goodness. Everything about you is speaking mercy. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. Existence in the climate of goodness and mercy. Goodness means the devil and his badness took off. Mercy means danger is kept far. Existence in the climate of goodness and mercy. And let's take 13 as an extra point. Stability of spirituality. I will dwell in the house of the Lord, not for one day, not for 2 days, not for 3 days, not for 1 month, forevermore. That is, you cannot catch me outside the house. The kind of things that make people get angry with God. No. Stability of spirituality. You are stable. All right? Stability of spirituality. Those who knew you in church 20 years ago are not knowing you in the nightclub now. They still know you in church. The fire they knew 25 years ago is still burning. In fact, it's burning hotter now than then. Stability of spirituality. Is there anybody having such a stability of spirituality? Shout the loudest, amen. Amen. Take your seat. And now, what is the key? What are the keys to divine direction and guidance? Number one is being born again. Romans chapter 8 verse 14. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. We need to be his sons before we can hear being born again. Number two, flowing in the Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 2. He said, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, he speaketh mysteries, hidden secrets, hidden secrets. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9 and 10. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. It has not entered the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him, but God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. Flowing in the Spirit. Let the zide vide breke diga laka frakataka shokoko. Olu atata pepempere ketiga zagalatis. Jakwa tuatua matali tekita kurati kaduja manata kalite fetipise. Reteke teke peko kukushuku tuku bagalaga deke fiki brikidiki zikidiki brakaduku sakadaga laga digi frikatas. Prato sutu pipiri tikidiki lakata sekalakati proko kotokoko. See, when you are doing like that, you may not hear what you are saying now, but your spirit is being saturated with understanding. Just being saturated. Say, I will pray in the Spirit. I will also pray in the understanding. After a while, your understanding begins to come alive. Your spirit man and your mind begins to get intelligent concerning what you have been saying in the Spirit. That was how I married. That was how I entered into ministry. I just set myself apart. Father, what are you saying? It's what I'm at a junction of life. What are you saying? Leke teke babaragadaga lagadikesh. Leke teke vike teke zike prakata kazagadika. Lata fata peke teke zike brogodogu jagalakatisaka. Lakwa satua saka papeke teke fiti kakagalakatasa. And I am doing that bereketeciously. And right in the middle of that, bam! What I've been telling you about all these years is time now. The minister I talked about. Yes, sir. Where and how? Lakateke breketeke sheko proko toko shuku prakatakalakas. Shako prakateke seke teke leke freke pre. Abuja. I don't know anybody there. How? I prophesy to somebody here in the name that is above every name. In this season, God shall open your ears. It shall open your understanding. It shall open your ears. It shall open your understanding. You are saying amen. Shout the loudest. Amen. Take your seat. Flowing in the Spirit. Number three, fasting and praying. Isaiah chapter 58 and in verse 6. Is this not the fast that I have chosen? And then verse 11. And the Lord shall guide thee. In the period of fast, the fasting period is a period of the sharpening of spiritual sensitivity. There is a sharpening of spiritual sensitivity. There is a fine tuning of spiritometer. There are spiritual antennas that are raised during a fasting period. Acts chapter 13 verse 2. As they fasted and ministered, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, in the period of fasting, spiritual senses are alert. And if you are ready, you can hear that. I'm so fasting and praying. Number four is the worship atmosphere. The worship atmosphere. Isaiah chapter 30 verse 29. Isaiah 30, 29. He said, ye shall have a song as in the night when a holy solemnity is kept, and gladness of heart as when one goeth with a pipe to come into the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel. You shall have a song. And when you have a song, the Lord shall cause his voice to be heard. Ay, 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 ay. You're singing yourself. Deep worship is playing in the background. And then all of you see, the voice of God travels in the climate of worship. Right. You shall have a song and the Lord shall cause his voice to be heard. You shall have a song and the Lord shall cause his voice to be heard. You shall have a song and the Lord shall cause his voice to be heard. No, that was Isaiah chapter 30 verse 29 to 30. And also we read Acts chapter 13 verse 2 just now. While they ministered to the Lord and fasted. While the ministry means worship and fasted. Number 5, submission to instruction. Submission to instruction. Was that number 5? Yes, submission to instruction. Submission to instruction. Submission to instruction. What did I say? What number are we? 5. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 20 and 21. It said, and though the Lord give you the bread of adversity, it doesn't matter what you are passing through, the water of affliction, yet shall not thy teachers be removed into a corner anymore. But thine eyes shall see thy teacher. Stop there. That is, no matter what you pass through, don't disconnect yourself from hearing the voice of your God-ordained instructors. Either from a book or from the tapes or live like this. Go to verse 20 again. I'm reading 21. It's 2021, but I'm just reading it in PC. So he said, yet shall not thy teachers be removed into a corner anymore, but thine ear, eyes shall see thy teachers. And after that, what happened? Verse 21. And thy ears shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way, walk in it. When you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. That is inside message that is coming from church. There is hearing. That is while the preaching is going on, people are hearing a preaching and a teaching, but out of this preaching, you are hearing his voice. I mean strategic, specific direction. To the point where he can actually tell you about who to marry and so on and so forth. While you are reading a book or listening to a tape, so the voice of your maker can flow through the voice of your teachers. You heard not what I said. It can flow through the voice of your teachers. So it's very, very important. That is why when you are trusting God to hear, to receive direction, it is good to arrange scriptures, arrange books, arrange tapes of your teacher in the area where you are trusting God to hear something. And you are praying. Combining all the things we have said now, combining all of them, and then listening also to tapes, to messages, to reading books, and so on, and you are combining all of them, and from the midst of it all, bam! You begin to hear. And if you begin to hear, begin to write. I have discovered that there is a connection between his voice and your attention. For me, it flows when he knows I'm hearing. Take your seat. Somebody getting anything here, say amen. Amen. Number 6 is called the inquiry mode. The inquiry mode. That's maintain the inquiry mode. Maintaining the inquiry mode. What is that inquiry mode? Lord, are you saying anything? Jeremiah 6:16. The inquiry mode is like this. Lord, I came to ask you. The situation in the country is so frightening now. What are you saying? Lord, I want to find out. They say there is a village meeting and everybody should come home. If I go, is it okay? Should I go? And the Lord might say, well, they have a meeting, but it's not for the meeting that I would like you to go. I would like you to go and break some powers. I would like you to go and set some people free. And the Lord may say, don't move near there. Because there is a trap on the road. All right? If God say like that, don't say I will break the trap on the road. He say, don't go. Hallelujah. Is God speaking to somebody here? But let me warn you. When you come to God with a mindset of what you want to hear, you will hear yourself. That is, you came. Lord, there is one work they have given me at CBN, another one at Petroleum Trust Fund, another one as a primary school teacher in Garki Secondary School. Which one should I go, Lord? Although you know that the petroleum one, they pay very well, but just let me know which one. He said, you have answered yourself. So follow the one you want. God leaves those who don't have a choice in the matter. Write it down. God leads people who don't have a choice in the matter. That is, your choice is my choice. You see, even though there is money there, but I want you to go and save a soul in that secondary school. Accept the job. Mentor a generation. And after that, I'll promote you and position you in a realm where that petroleum place couldn't have given you. So you came to God and you are genuine and sincere. What you want is what I want. Huh? Oh, Father, these are four men. James, Moses, Michael, Jeremiah. Which one should I marry? Even though you know that Moses has more money. And God, you know I don't want to suffer. And God said, you have answered yourself. Marry Moses. So, that is, in the inquiry mode, you are genuinely sincere. You want an answer. That's why many people say, but I heard God. You didn't hear God, you heard yourself. You love what you want until you began to hear, my daughter, Moses shall be thy husband. You know I told you before, I didn't make you to suffer. The inquiry mode, and finally, the listening ear. The listening ear. You take time to listen. You take time to listen. The listening ear, and that is also called the listening mode. Psalm 85 verse 8 said, I will hear, I will hear, I will hear what God the Lord will speak. That is a choice. I will hear. I will hear. I will. I made the choice. I want to listen to hear. How many of you know that there are so many radio stations? Radio Nigeria is on now. Is it not broadcasting now? Are you hearing the broadcast now? Why? Eh? You are not tuned to it. It would be wrong to say that the radio stations are not all broadcasting. All the FMs all are up. You say, why? Well, say I'm not hearing anything. So no, you're not tuning. So it's part of spiritual tuning. Yes, Lord. My ears are open. There is a time when you are praying and you have really, really prayed. Really, really, really prayed. And you have prayed enough. And then one kind of sleep wants to carry you. Allow it to carry you. I'm not talking about the kind of sleep that started when the prayer started. That is the sleep arrived with the prayer. That is an oppressive sleep. I'm talking about you have prayed for 1 hour, 2 hours, or whichever. And then you are trying, struggling to continue, but one kind sleep is coming. Let it carry you. At the sleep awake junction.
Stand up on your feet.
Half asleep, half awake. There is a lot of revelation at that junction. It is called trance. Many times. Alright? And even in the full-fledged sleep, the full-fledged sleep can be interrupted with prophetic vision. But after you have really, really done it, prayed, it is in the period of that listening, something can happen there. And my counsel is, while you are listening, if you don't hear anything, don't get discouraged. Trust God for one verse of scripture. While you are waiting, just a verse or just a statement out of scripture. Then look for that verse that just came while you are trying to hear something. And then read that chapter that carries that verse. Inside it, something there. You got something now? And out of that scripture, you will begin to get insight from the scripture. And then the scripture turns into his voice. Because there is a voice behind each verse. You hear the song, "One word from you, Lord, is enough." I think we sang it the other day. Let me hear the third stanza. Say, let me hear the voice in the verse. Let me hear the, can you play the song, the one word from you, the third verse, the third verse of that. Oh Lord, open down my eyes to see wonders from your word. Oh Lord, open down my ears to hear the voice in the verse. So there is a voice in the verse. And by all this means, you proceed. And if by waiting and listening, you have not heard anything at all, read the scripture generally and study the Bible generally. Listen to a tape or something and proceed in the listening mode. What is that? Proceed how? Inside the car, you could hear. Inside the shower, you can hear plenty. Even on the throne, inside the throne there. Hallelujah. But we are going to pray tonight. Lord, I am in need of direction. I am in need of guidance. I have used all the time to preach. But at least we can afford a few minutes to pray. Can we? We are going to pray it and internalize. And overnight, between now and tomorrow morning, many will return with testimonies of divine direction and revelation and guidance. Lift your hands and your voice and speak to God and thank him for tonight. Appreciate him for his word to you. I appreciate him. Honor him, adore him, worship him. Go ahead, appreciate him.
Go ahead and pray. Father, we worship you. What a word. In the name of Jesus, we have given thanks. Lift up your hands and say, Father, Father, thank you for your goodness,
for your goodness
and mercies. Thank you for multiplied testimonies of your goodness to your people. To you be all the glory, Lord. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voices and give God praise. And mercies unto your people. Lira parazaya elese rekatete bereta keteledia jaya ya 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 elira varahasataya elekonto preti lira dabayas. In the name of Jesus, we have given thanks. Again, say, Father, thank you for the blood of Jesus that gives us access into the Holy of Holies. Thank you for the privilege of relationship, Lord. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voices and give God praise for the privilege of access. Lekuta paraya. Rakota Pradila Karadi, Elira Baratuali Para, Ereketele Bregele de Beradia, for access, O God, into your presence by the instrumentality of the blood, La Rusa, Lekeperida, Radabazata La Cratea, Lerodobarazadi. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands as we pray. Say, Father, I ask for your direction in my life and my destiny. Father, I ask that you help me not to miss your plan and your will for my life. Oh, Lord, speak to me in the language I can understand, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Again, Father, I ask for your direction in my life and destiny. Father, I ask for your help not to miss your plan and your will for my life. Oh, Lord, speak to me in the language I can understand. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Father, I ask for your direction in my life and destiny. Father, I ask that you help me not to miss your plan and your will for my life. Oh, Lord, speak to me in the language I can understand. In the name of Jesus. Father, speak to me in the language I can understand. Lindu buru kundu madash. Legede bagalaga dubadias. Rutu magalagadas. Heavy Lord, not to miss your plan and your will for my life. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, I ask for your guidance. Oh, Lord, guide me with your eyes. Guide me by your hand to do what is right continually. In the name of Jesus. Again, Father, I ask for your guidance. Oh, Lord, guide me with your eyes. Guide me by your hand to do what is right continually. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. La kundu megelege di bonugudia, irifata magada bagalias, ayegelege di bagalaga di magadas, irindi makalabadas. Father, I ask for your guidance for my life. Guide me with your eyes. Guide me by your hands, Lord. Malikundu magadas, elege di bagalaga di magadas, ayayayayegelege di makaligoduya, irindi makanda bagadas. La kundu megeligadas. Father, I ask for your guidance. Lord, guide me with your eyes. Guide me by your hands. Continually. Lundu Marias. Lugudu Begelegadu Bagadas. Elegana Galegada Bagadas. Elegidi Makanda Makatu Balias. Rugudu Beliandas. Lane Makata Bagadas. I ask for your guidance, Lord. Oh, Lord, guide me with your eyes. Guide me by your hands. Guide me, Lord, to walk rightly. Continually. Ligede Bagodis. Rugudu Megalegada Bagados. Refanda Makanda Magaludia. Legede Bagalagadas. Ayaya Galegede Bagalugudias. Inana Manakato Bagandia. Legede Balundi Bakanda. Regede Balagadosa. Regede Bagadas. Father, I ask for your guidance. Lanu Pangadias. Lord, guide me with your eyes. Guide me, Lord, by your hand. Lanu Bakonda. Legede Bagalugudu Bagadas. Shana malabarada da bagayada ile pero do bele bere de bege balabarada inene balarata da bagalabarada. Father, we give you the praise. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for answer to our prayers in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands, Father. We ask for your direction, for your church, for Dunamis and her members. Oh God, we ask that you help your church and her members not to miss your plan and your will for them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, speak, Lord, to your church and her members in the language they can understand. Lord, in the name of Jesus, again, Father, we ask for your direction, for your church, for Dunamis and her members. Father, we ask that you help your church and her members not to miss your plan and your will for them, Lord. In the Jesus. Father, speak to your church and her members in the language they can understand. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray. Father, we ask, Lord God, for your direction for your church in Nigeria. We ask for your direction, Lord, for Dunamis and her members, oh God. Lagabarada bagabala barada. Inebolo barada bagabayada bagabala. Rada bagayada bagabala barada bagabala. Ilebere bagabele bere bagabele bere. La toba barada bagabala barada. Ila barada gabala barada bagabala barada. Father, we ask for your help. Oh God, for your church and our members. Not to miss your plan. Not to miss your will. For them, oh God. La ne bagala barada. Ila da 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 da. La barada gayada la galara da da. Eshanda bala barada gabala barada. Ile pelo do vrede gele barada gabala barada. Nete libra da de galia. Father, we make demands for direction, oh God. La ne mere de begele rataya. Ile frende de begele. Help us, oh God, as a church, not to miss your plan, not to miss your will for our lives, oh God. La banana na na la rada. Ile baba rada gaba la barada ba. Liketo pela gade gayata na gasata. Jai. Iyado na marade lebere lebe. Ila gobere lebe gebe lebere lebila. La na 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 rada bege lebere dia. We receive direction, oh God, as a church, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Say, Father, we ask for your guidance in your church. We ask for your guidance in Dunamis, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father, guide your church. Guide Dunamis and her members with your eyes, Lord. Guide them. Guide them by your hand to do what is right continually. Lord, in the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray. We ask for your guidance in your church. We ask for your guidance.
We ask for your guidance. Guidance, Father, of the church. Father, the church, the members. Guide us with your eyes. Guide us by your hand. To do what is right. Continually. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Guide us. Guide us. Guide the church. Guide with your eyes. Guide with your hand. For us to do what is right.
Help the church, Lord, to do what is right. Let Tobi Nagatelia, Ilebere de Begabele, Ifrana no de Bolabarada, Isaia, Ilebere de Begabele, La Fetena La Ratosa, Ligede de Begabele, Ilagaya, Isaia, Ilebere de Begabele, La Telabarada, La Garada.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Say, Father.
Father.
We ask.
We ask.
For your direction.
For your direction.
In our nation.
In our nation.
In Nigeria.
Nigeria.
Father.
Father.
We ask.
We ask.
That you will help our nation.
That you help our nation.
Nigeria.
Nigeria.
Not to miss your plan.
Not to miss your plan.
And your will.
And your will.
For her.
For her.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Speak to our nation.
Speak to our nation.
Speak to Nigeria.
Speak to Nigeria.
Speak to our leaders.
Speak to our leaders.
Speak to
them.
In languages,
in the language
that they can understand,
that they can understand.
Oh Lord,
oh Lord,
speak to the people,
speak to the people
of Nigeria,
of Nigeria,
in the language,
in the language
that they can understand,
that they can understand.
Speak to Nigeria,
speak to Nigeria,
in the name of,
in the name of Jesus.
Lift up your voice,
Father. Speak to our nation, speak to Nigeria, speak to her leaders in the language they can understand. Lord, in the name of Jesus,
in the language that they can understand. Speak to Nigeria. That we can
Satala Gadadishi, Ikalene, Mere Tesetila Gadaya, Ina mamara dagali de reriro belite perina mamaga dagalida sabaranisa ikala dabine memeredi letise divia mamana galida gagadaya lete pere pere dagalaya ilaya dagaya kasane gagalaga yada da hasalala.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Say, Father.
Father.
We ask
for your guidance.
For your guidance. In our nation.
Nigeria.
Lord.
Guide our nation.
With your eyes.
Guide our leaders.
Where your word.
By your hand.
In the name of Jesus. To do what is right.
Continually.
Oh Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father.
We ask.
For your guidance.
For our nation.
Nigeria.
Lord.
Guide our nation.
With your eyes.
Guide our leaders.
By your hand.
To do.
What is right.
Continually.
Oh Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice.
Father, we ask for your guidance in our nation. Nigeria, Lord. Guide our nation with your eyes. Guide our leaders by your hand. To do what is right continually, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Guide our nation. Guide Nigeria, Lord. Guide our nation with your eyes. Guide our leaders by your hand. To do what is right. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Make us sad at the leader of the United. Let us say, take a leg of the air. Make us see that the lady buried the Galadish. Let us say, take a leg of the air. Let us say, take a leg of the air.
Precious
name.
Amen.
And now you are going to pray for yourself before we say thank you to Lord, to God. Lord, don't leave me alone this year. Don't let me miss it this year. Please hold my hand. How far can I go on earth without you? Hold me this year. For the next 6 to 7 minutes, I am yours, Lord. Please, let me hear your voice. I need direction. I need guidance to do your will, to do your perfect plan. For the right husband, the right wife, the right business partnership. To do what you want me to do, to fulfill your will for me, to fulfill your purpose for me. Lord, I am available. Help me not to miss you. Help me not to miss direction. Lift your voice and speak to God.
Lord, I praise you, and I give time life to me. Lord, I praise you for the breath you gave to me. I'm alive, oh Lord, alive, oh Lord, alive because of you. Lord, I praise you for the gift of love to me.
future without you. I don't have a future without you. Lord, as a church, don't let us miss it. Lord, as a nation, don't let us miss it. Lord, as a person, don't let me miss it. As an individual, I can't afford to miss it. Help me not to miss direction. Help me not to miss your will. Help me not to miss your plan. Help me not to miss your intention, Lord.
How far can I go?
Let us see na mamarata sakalini memeroto sadagila. Ina manasana la varadigele tefere tekeke sekaka. Iko sha managalida marana malayana gazalala. Ika zalala fine memeroto salida. Eke sida mila barani teso kokolava. Ina masa lina mamagadi sikala la barada dayana. Ika sata la bagadi gele de beregedinaga. Ika sikala dida barona galide beregisa. Meta la cosa minala farande ketobi ketobi melopadi e peretini salala ila mama rata segele gebede yalala rata salala barada hasalala e ke seke lede bine mema rategele de vida lete seke lide bero tasalana yaya. I receive direction. I receive direction. Don't let me miss road, Lord.
Name of Jesus. Lift your hands and just be in the mood of listening and quietness. You can pray in the spirit just quietly and gently. If you want to sit, you sit. If you want to lie or kneel, just in the mood of hearing. I am hearing, Lord. Is there anything you are saying? Is there anything you are showing? Pray quietly or gently. Speak, Lord, for thy servants here. Yes. Spiritual direction. Marital direction. Financial direction. Career direction. Relationship direction. Yes. Watch out for any scripture that may drop in your spirit. Watch out for any hearing. Watch out for any picture.
And you can ask specific questions. Lord, what are you saying? Is that relationship of you? Lord, what are you saying concerning that business? Should I continue? Or what do you have in mind for me? What are you saying, Lord, concerning the state of our nation?
Thank you, Master. In the name of Jesus. Father, we love you.
Lift your hands and begin to appreciate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the I Am that I Am, the Rose of Sharon. Worship him. Everyone who needs to surrender their life to Jesus, you want your sins forgiven from the central church sanctuary, the balconies, the overflows, and everywhere you are, pick up your Bibles and your bags and step forward here as we position for the communion. Except you are writing down something or an instruction, please be upstanding. Even if you are writing, there are people who are standing and writing, you can go ahead and write, but be upstanding if you can, if it's possible. Surrender your life to Jesus now. Quickly come forward. Carry your Bibles and your bags and let's pray for you.
Holy Lord. Abba, Father, we bless you, Lord.
We bless you, Lord.
The body and the blood of the one who always knew what to do, himself knew what to do. I perceive in my spirit that the Lord has spoken some things to some people that need to be followed up at home. For me, what I was receiving is such that I have to go and follow it up. I have to go and complete it. And so there may be people like that here. And even if nothing happened, just return. When you get back home, just continue. Lord, my ears are open. Even sleep with expectation. And you are going to wake up with revelation. Somebody say loud amen. In John chapter 6 verse 5, the Bible said himself knew what to do. Verse 6. And this is said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. We are serving a God who always knows what to do. Jesus Christ was never stranded for decision. We are taking his body and his blood now. We take it for direction. The last time you were stranded shall be the last forever. The last time you made the wrong moves and took the wrong steps shall be the last forever. And even if you made the wrong moves and took the wrong step, the grace to be restored back to the path is released by the power of this communion. I receive this communion in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. You will never be lost for direction. You will never be lost for direction. You will never again be lost for direction. I call it done in the name of the Father and of the Son. Of the Holy Ghost. Shout the loudest amen. Take your seat as you commence the communion. Those of you on your knees, you place your right hand on your chest and pray this prayer with me and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life to you. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken off your life and the grace to live for God will release upon you. Father, I pray for that mother. I ask that you will cause her to be totally healed of that affliction in that left side of her body. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. But there is this song, it's my joy to worship you.
It kept ringing in my spirit throughout the day. It's my joy to worship. It's my joy to praise your name. Do you remember? The songs have gotten so many that we need. Do you remember the main verse? That's the chorus. Pick up your offerings. Father, multiply the harvest of every giver. And let the hands lifted never drop in poverty in Jesus' name. Pass the offering. Please, nobody shifts. Very important announcement I'm about to make. Two very important announcements I'm about to make right now. Before we go, please don't move yet until that those announcements.
Lord, I come to tell you how so much I love you. Listen. Lord, I want to tell you how much you mean to me. Hey. You mean more than the whole world was wide world to me. You mean more than silver and gold to me. Lord, I want to tell you.
Clap up and take